Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. How's everybody doing? Hope you've all had an absolutely great weekend. Hopefully technology will hold out tonight. Unfortunately, something's happening with Windows at the moment. It's one's shutting, one's opening, and everything else, but all good fun. So hope everybody's all okay. Hopefully you've all got over last week's rant, but let's think what we can rant about this week. Well, my first rant of the day has got to be, I need your help. I have been talking to Sinister today, and he has, well, me and him have both had a really good rant together, really. And we've had a really good rant today, to say the very least. And literally, we have been talking about the fact that we're doing a lot, obviously, for the worldwide canine crusade. Now, we've also got where Sinister donated some items, and he's been so busy, he's literally near enough got it already packed to send. So the people that have actually bid for those items can know that shortly they will be on their way and coming to you. So that will be really good for everybody who bid on those. And let's face it, you know, we're all... You know, we've got the Worldwide Canine Crusade, we've got Sinister saving pups and everything else, and we really, really, really are asking for one very big, massive favour. We need your support now. We really do just need the help. So I need everybody to, firstly, I need you to share the worldwidecaninecrusade.com. I want you to all, everybody, email 5 people tonight when you finish the show and ask them, have they heard about it? Share the links to the Worldwide Canine Crusade about what we're about. Even the like page on Facebook, add them on there as well. We need to start getting this spread round because at the end of the day, there is loads and loads of things going on behind the scenes with the Worldwide Canine Crusade, and we've got people joining us on the admin as well of it. But at the end of the day, we just need your help. You've just got to trust us. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we obviously can't say at the moment, but there's things that are going to be a very, very big impact. But we really do need your help to share. Now, we've done pictures with Worldwide Canine Crusade links and everything on it. But also, I need everybody to share the new song that Sinister has done. I had a good talk to him because last time he did the Lennox song, he put it straight on YouTube because that's the kind of guy he is, put it straight on YouTube. Everybody downloaded it. And then he tried to sell it. Obviously, everybody downloaded it, so they didn't buy it. He's asking for donations for this of $1.50, which is about a pound in the UK money, obviously. And what is a pound? What is $1.50? For goodness sake, this guy is rescuing dogs. Today, he had the pups. And he's literally took them to Bill, the guy that we spoke to on the Ask Sue show. And do you know what? We need to get this out further. Sinister is the most, he's an amazing guy, absolutely amazing. I was on the phone to him about 3 quarters an hour today. He was telling me what he's doing, how busy he is. You know, he's got phone bills like coming out of his ears because people from the UK, he's rung them. And he's like me, getting this word across. And do you know what? You won't get a more sincere guy that really does care. Now, all of you on the chat are telling me, you know, Eternal Love, he is really genuine. Natalie's saying, I love that man. He's great. But we actually need to start sharing the links of his, the Worldwide Canine Crusade. He's supporting the Worldwide Canine Crusade, but we need everybody to support. We need everybody to start sharing these links everywhere. You know, send emails to your mates. Send it to everybody. Do you know what, before, can I just say that, you know, let's face it, when we've had the dogs that are sick, when we've got the dogs that are on have been seized, and everyone we share the links, just think that the Worldwide Canine Crusade, at the end of the day, once we do what, all these different things that we've got in mind in the background, right? Once we start to get this actually moving, firstly, I'd like to say that everybody will want to join our group. And second thing is, everybody will be sharing the link. Because at the end of the day, what we've got in mind is going to change things. And the only way for change is if more people are onto it. We need some stars to join it. So, you know, if you see a page that's got, you know, a celebrity on it, give them a quick link. Give them a quick message. Say, have you had a look at this yet? Ask them to join if they're a pit bull lover or whatever it may be. And before anybody says, yes, I know the pit bulls aren't legal in the UK. I'm talking, you know, obviously in America, but also any pit bull types. I've seen so many different stories of so many dogs in these situations, and different ones that have been seized with all different stories. And I've just had enough. Everybody's had enough. And I think if I almost want to say, I'm almost to the thing of saying, you know, well, that's got to be our slogan. Enough is enough. Just imagine that knock on the door tomorrow, then they are taking your dog. Let's get out of the equation. All right, it's a Chihuahua, or it's a Springer Spaniel, or it's a pug, or whatever it may be. Let's just say that tomorrow morning, you're going to have a knock on the door, and your dog is going to be taken. I know. You can't even imagine it. You can't imagine how much pain that will be. But let's just say that tomorrow your dog gets seized. How many people would you want to share that link? How many people would you want to know to help you to save your dog? How many people would you want to join the Worldwide Canine Crusade? And how much would you like Worldwide Canine Crusade to back you then? I tell you what, it needs to happen. We need to make a change at the end of the day. And there is people that are willing to help us. Sinister is coming on the show tomorrow. And I can honestly say, if that guy thought it was going to make a difference, he would auction his house. He said to me, I've got this to auction, I've got that to auction, I've got this to auction, I've got that to auction. He has told me that he has got hardly any money in his back pocket for him to live this week, because he has put it all on them pups, and also for posting out them items to us so that our people that bid on it can actually get them. All I say to everybody is, you know when you're sorting out, you're hoovering your sofa, and you find that bit of change down the back, and you find a couple of quids and stuff, and you just put it in your pocket. Do you know what? All I say to you is, just donate 2 quid. I have got 1,000 members on the Ask Sue Show group, and let's face it, if we had £2 from every single one, imagine where we get. £2. What is £2? Just everybody donate £2. Or go and put in an order for one of the wristbands. This is going to make a stand. Where is £2? Do you know what? I bet Arthur's dropped £2 in our car. You know, down the sofa. Do you know what I mean? Why don't we say about saying to, you know, the kids, you know, we won't have an ice cream this week. We'll put it for the Worldwide Canine Crusade. Tell the kids about it. We need to make a difference. And people like myself, Claire, Steve, and Jets, and, oh, there's so many others, are doing everything. But we need to start putting some money into this. People are saying to us they want car stickers. People are saying that we want mugs. People are saying all these different things that they want. But as my nan used to say, I want doesn't get. Working together and everything else is going to make a difference. We need to start just, I know, trust me, I'm in the same situation when we've got not got a lot of money, and I grant you that. Why don't you have a car boot? Everybody must have one of the matics that you want clearing out, and that stuff that's never gone. Donate 10% of it. Whatever small bit that you can do, whatever it may be that you can do, maybe you can. If you've got something, you can put in an auction. We're going to have another auction tomorrow night. It's okay. Claire's going to kill me for that. But, you know, we're going to have probably 3 items that Sinister is going to donate tomorrow. And these things make a difference. That guy is going to be doing that while he's at work. We're also going to have on August 11th the Green and Blue Day. I've had people say to me, I can't do that. I'm in an office. Okay? Don't do it in the office. Do it when you get home. Do it with the kids. Do you know what I mean? Everything. Anybody can do it. Even go and, I don't know, go and get a wig and put it on top of the dog and put it on your Facebook page. So you might say, why have you done that to the dog? Tell them why. It's to show awareness that we've had enough, that enough is enough. So go and have a look at the Ask Sue auction page. We have still got items on there. I want you to share that group. We need to add more people to that auction group because it's going to make a difference. And we need to just make it more worldwide. We have got loads of people from all over the world, but we need to make it more worldwide. So let's pull together now. Let's get it sorted. Let's show that we are together and we have had enough. I also just want to have a very quick rant. I spoke to Sinister today, and he and me were feeling a bit, to be honest, exhausted, and I've not done so much today because I've had a few family issues over the weekend that I've had to deal with, and my children have had to come first this weekend. And I've had a bit of time off and over the weekend, and today I've had to catch up with other jobs because obviously I've got events that I do. I also run a spiritual church. I'm also suffering because it will actually be, it was a year yesterday actually, I didn't even read it. A year yesterday, I actually had a car accident and I hurt my back really bad and I've suffered for a year with it, and to be fair, it is really playing me up today, to say the least. But I was talking to Sinister and I said, you know, I feel a bit guilty, I've not done it today, I've not done this, I've not done that. And he said, you know, you need time. And it was funny because then he was telling me and I was saying the same thing to him. But this is the thing, it's all taking so much time and you just do not realise how much it literally takes all the time. And then he was telling me, he said that there's quite a few jealous people against me. I said, jealous people against me? Why? What do you mean? He is still getting emails from people saying, why on earth would he want to work with me? For anybody who's listening who's emailed him, you sad little lonely-lifed person who's got nothing better to do, that is jealous of just an ordinary girl who at the end of the day is working her backside off, trying to run a family, trying to help a charity which is a spiritual church, also trying to help Worldwide Canine Crusade, who's also trying to run her own business and trying to get some money in for her own kids and family. All I can say to you, I am giving you a bloody voice and I am not giving you fingers for you to go and slag me off behind my back. At the end of the day, my name on my Facebook says Ask Sue Davis. What I want to say to you is email me, inbox me, call me anytime you want if there's something that you've got to say to me. If I've pissed you off in any way, I said something you didn't like, or whatever, come and talk to me. I won't bite. But at the end of the day, I am fed up to the back teeth of us lot who are working our backsides off getting slated. Do you know what? Firstly, Sinister hasn't got the time for this because he is working his backside off trying to, you know, save dogs. He does not need emails of people warning him of me. I do not know everything. But I'll tell you something I do know. No person on this world is going to stop me having a voice on this radio. I am always going to keep fighting for this, and not anybody is going to knock me off this. I am going to fight for the Worldwide Canine Crusade. I've got dogs, and I know what I know what else is coming. It's going to be that more dogs are on the list, put on the list, than everything else. So at the end of the day, everybody just needs to stop having a go at all of these people that are doing good things. I mean, Claire's had it, Steve's had it, I've had it, Sinister's had it. I tell you what, just give up, just give it a break. Just share links. If anybody wants to come and have a natter on the Ask Sue show and wants to put the world to rights and wants to say about any charities that they want to talk about, I've opened my show up, and what I'm paying for at the end of the day with Blog Talk Radio on what I'm putting the hours in, and why on earth has anybody got to be, and why does that got to be a problem? I let people have a voice that at the end of the day couldn't be heard. But all I'm saying is I have got people that are contacting me that want to do loads of different things for this show, and this show is going to go somewhere. And not any low life is going to come up and ruin it. Okay, so you keep emailing. You keep going on all you like, because this girl ain't going to go nowhere. These people are in this chat room, the true ones, at the end of the day, are for real, and they ain't going anywhere either. They're working their asses off, and I'm not going to back down. The only thing I do ask of everybody is that they please just help us with a worldwide canine crusade, and let's just keep saying enough is enough. There doesn't need to be no ego treatment. There doesn't need to be no jealousy at the end of the day. If anybody wants to come on the Asu show and say their piece or has got something that they want to fight for, I'll stand here and I'll fight for anything you want. There is worse things going on in the world for, you know, people are sending stupid things like this. You know, come on, get a reality check. There's people really worse off than this. You know, and if only you've got to do is whinge about what I'm doing, I'm not being funny, you've got too much time on your hands, and you could be putting more into sharing links, sharing pictures, and spreading the word and saving some of these dogs. Oh, dear me. Always ends up with a rant, doesn't it? But you know, it just really, really upset me today. You know, like last week, I put my heart on the line on the show, and let's face it, I really did open my heart up to you guys, and then you still get lowlives that can still slate me because they're jealous. Why are you jealous? There's no reason to be jealous of me. Working my ass off, right? Got pains in my back and everything else. Skinned because of we're putting into everything else and trying our hardest. What's to be jealous? No need. So let's change the subject very quickly. First of all, I want all of you to just say on the chat, enough is enough, because it is. So that's got to be our thing at the moment, enough is enough. So let's just fill this chat with enough is enough, and I want everybody to let me know that you've joined the Worldwide Canine Crusade. This is where it's all going to be happening, Worldwide Canine Crusade. We have got chat rooms in there. If you want to start up a topic, you can. And I want, absolutely, Yasmin. And I want everybody to go and join that. I want you to tell your mates. You know, email your mates. Tell them all. You know, it's the place where the updates are going to be coming in. That's when we start to get things moving. That's where it's all going to happen, okay? I need you to all join there. So go to there. We are starting. We've got the chat rooms open. I've forgotten the words. that's right, internal love. Enough is enough, and that. but, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get that numbers on. We've got over 1,000 people in the Ask Sue show, and, you know, come on, let's get these numbers up. Let the words be told that we are saying enough is enough. Okay, let's go to the next thing. August the 11th. Who is going to be dyeing the hair green and blue? Let me know on the chat. So it's going to be hair, faces. I know some of us, I know Claire's having a tattoo done. You know, who's going to be doing something? Even if it's blue and green balloons in the living room. Okay, blue, that's it, see? Blue and green nails. Exactly, that's fantastic. It's simple as that, isn't it? And if you'd like to make your donations to the Worldwide Canine Crusade for the Blue and Green Days, obviously, and we're also doing, I think I'm right in thinking, if I'll have word of Dave now, she's sure to tell me on the chat, also that we're doing the sponsorship of myself and Claire. Actually, I think Claire's working out, so I don't know. But Steve doing the green and blue. So if anybody would like to do sponsors, there's also people to sponsor. So if you can't actually do it, by all means, go and sponsor us on there as well. No nicks and paint your bottom. Dave, I can't believe I just read that out on the show. Very, very worrying, okay, to say the very least. Right, so Worldwide Canine Crusade. We've also got the Ask Sue show on Facebook. If anybody's joined us and not heard of us before, what have you been missing? Loads of brilliant shows. Come and join us. Right, now let me think what else we want to do. Tomorrow we are having the song of Sinister's on here, which I'm well and truly looking forward to. Sinister's going to be auctioning off a few items as well, so I've had a word of him today. He's going to come and have a natter with us. He's going to be telling us what's been going on with them beautiful and gorgeous little puppies, to say the least. Of course, he's been rescuing again. And he's just amazing. So he's going to come on. It's going to be an Ask Sue and Sinister night tomorrow night. So, oh my goodness, what fun that'll be. So, anybody else got any rants that they want to bring forward? And I don't mean pants, Dave. Rants in the house? Anybody wants to tell me what's been going on and what they've got to say? By all means, give us a shout. The Blue and Green Day is the 11th of the 8th. And that is, let me just work out, my head has just died, Saturday. So this Saturday, all blue and green, please. Get your children blue and green. You know, get the hair done, faces, get the face paints out, you know, anything, you know. So loads and loads going on. And yes, Sinister, I've spoken to him today, and yes, he is going to be doing hopefully some auctioning of his boxes. Now, before anybody says anything, no, it doesn't mean a boxer dog actually is pants, you know. We're not going to be putting any boxer dog into a box and send him over, don't worry. there's always one, isn't there, Yasmin? And you're absolutely right. Poor guy won't have any clothes soon. You're absolutely right. Right, so if anybody's got any updates, maybe you want to give a call in, 347-327-9694. Or if you're calling in from the UK, it's 001-347-327-9694. That's 001-347-327-9694. So, who's going to be in for the bidding tomorrow night with Sinister? Let's see how many people are ready to put some bids against some of his items tomorrow. I thought you might be, Dave, just for a thought. So he'll be bidding some stuff off. Has anybody got any items they'd like to put in an auction? If anybody's got anything in particular like they'd like to put forward, by all means, don't worry, Eternal Love, we'll find something for a fiver fee, okay? Has anybody got anything they'd like to be able to put in the auction tomorrow? If you would, you can always... My hubby. Oh, bless. If you'd like to email me, asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. You can email me there with any auction prizes you'd like to put forward. And if you'd like to just donate to the Worldwide Canine Crusade, I know Steve and Claire will be having a check. And also, Dave, can you tell me how many... my brain just gone out. How many people have actually joined the Worldwide Canine Crusade now? I know I've been sending a few today, so hopefully there should be some more. And yes, Bill's just reminded me, I've got a dog carrier that I'm going to be auctioning tomorrow as well. So I'll put the picture on the auction page tomorrow as well. 289. Is that it? Right. Let's see if we can actually get it up to 300 before the end of the show. Or you could hear me rant on all night about the fact we haven't got up to 300. So, you know, I think you'd quite like to keep sharing it so that we can get up to 300. So, Dave, can you keep an eye on that? Keep letting me know. Give me an update now and again. That, absolutely. I won't say the words because we'll try and be polite tonight. The fair will be tomorrow. So, sir, from Dave. Get some more people. I tell you what. Debs, you can't possibly auction your boyfriend off because he bought you that lovely gift last time. I've got to defend the poor guy. He spent some money on you. Be grateful. Terrible, honestly. Now, also, I'm going to be doing some more different shows. I have got, obviously, Tanif on Wednesday for more fun, entertainment, readings, banter, you know, all of the above. Also, what else? He's paying it. She can do it. She wants it. Oh, dear. Poor Debs. Do you know what? Debs actually got her fella to go and pay for... What was it that he paid for, Debs? We had an auction and he paid for some of the Debs wanted, a course, that's right, with Joanne. And do you know what? He's paid it and everything. And Dave's just saying he's paid it. She can do what she wants with him now. I'm sure that's exactly what he wants. Yes. What he really, really wants. So, also, so let me know what you're doing August 11th. Obviously, we've got the show. We've got, let me think. Wednesday, we've got Tanif. Thursday is a very good question. We may be having a guy in called Ryan Locke who literally puts, he does brand, he, if you like, brand helps people to brand themselves. So whatever you're actually working on and whatever, he helps you with the branding of your items and all sorts. So he'll be calling in, I think, either Thursday or Friday of this week, although we do quite like to have our fun Friday, don't we? Also, guest 2573, if you'd like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, it does only take just a few seconds. So go and sign in. We'll give you a couple of minutes. Otherwise, we'll be taking you off the chat room because I have to protect all my people. Oh, excellent, Debs. More the merrier for auction items. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Now, what else was I going to say? Auction personalised baby blanket, white, edged in pink or blue satin, personalised with a name, date and small picture, all embroidered. Oh, do you know what, Dave? I've just reminded, and I'll say it now because I'll sure to forget. If you can talk to Debs, because apparently she lives near Althorpe, where Princess Diana was, obviously, and I was telling her about the cross stitch over Princess Diana, so maybe we can do something there, because it's near to there, I don't know, and obviously we've got that folk, whatever it was, what was it, Deb's folk show, or folk something, so yes, we'll have a think about that. If anyone has any Jack Daniels things, put them in auctions and I'll butt them. I love taking the Mickey, something chronic. I want Joanne's horsey date, but I need to find £70 for my cat's boosters in the next month. Grew, I need to win the lottery. Do you know what? I know that lottery idea. Should we, I tell you what, that's what we should do. That could be the next thing. Perhaps we could have a 100 club. What do you think, everybody? Maybe we could have 100 club. I'm saying that. We've only got 289 people on the whole thing. Yes. Okay, Smarty Pants. Yes, Syndicate. Maybe we could have a group, a group lotto. Or maybe a group, you know, where we literally put a pound or a dollar, whichever, in. Everyone puts it in. And then we'll have a percentage for the Worldwide Canine Crusade. And then the rest goes back to you, you know, to the winner. So, right, if anybody would like to do a syndicate, please just write syndicate. Oh, we're up to 291. Come on, we only need 9 more for 300. So anybody who wants to join syndicate, please just write syndicate in there and we will have a look into that. Claire's going to kill me for all these different things I'm suggesting at the moment. So please get it up to 300 and then she might just let me off. So if you'd like to join the syndicate... Yep. The syndicate where we say all put a dollar in or we all put a pound in and then we, you know, we have a lucky draw and then whoever wins gets half of the money and say we have the other half. So if anybody'd like to join that, I think that'd be quite good actually. What do you guys think? Human race, do you know what I mean by that now? Yasmin, I will go with the flow. Oh, do you know what? Can they just not all go with the flow, Yasmin? Can they follow your lead? That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? So, has anybody else got any ideas? Thanks, human race. I do try to explain, honestly. It's usually a rant, but I try to explain. Do you know what, Eternal Love? I don't really know. I haven't thought anything, except for the fact that I want to, you know, get some money in for the Worldwide Canine Crusade. Right, so let me just have a look. Oh, yeah, Debs wants number 13. Okay, well, there's one number sold. And also, I would like to say I'll have number 7. Dave has just reminded me you can vote where on her body you would like to. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Dave is actually Claire, so just so people think I've gone a bit loony, she's going to be having a tattoo put on her body on the 11th of August, and it's vote for where on my body you would like to see my tattoo. It's only £1.24 per vote. Just go to www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com, and then obviously the link's on there, but you'll find it on there as well. Yasmin, go and vote. Off you go. Kimberly, you want to vote for number 15. Jets, what is 13793864, love? Oh, your lucky number. I tell you what, if we sell that many tickets, love, I'll actually pay for that ticket myself. Okay, if we manage to get that many. So, by all means. Mm-hmm. No, Dave, if we can actually sell that amount of tickets, we don't mind going up to there, do we? We don't mind going up over 100. So what we do, we'll put the 100 tickets up. As soon as we've sold the 100 tickets, then we'll do the draw. So it will continue on going until we get 100. So right, I think it's time for a little tune, because at the end of the day, I really do need to go and have a little drink, because I can feel my throat's getting very dry. So what I want to do, I want you to all, if you have not joined yet to Worldwide Canine Crusade, go and join. Change all of your statuses over to worldwidecaninecrusade.com and ask everybody to join so that we can get over 300 for the end of the show. So I'll give you a 5 minutes, okay, to go and do this. So I'm going to find a song, and I must get some more songs in here because it's getting really bad, to say the least. Let me just go and see, have a look what I've got. Oh, I tell you what, shall we have a little bit of Whitney Houston, I think? And we'll have this while you all go and change your statuses. Tell them to come and join the Ask the Show and to also join Worldwide Canine Crusade. And we need to get these up to 300 ASAP. So I'll be back shortly. Get those numbers rising.
There can be miracles when you believe.
When you believe.
Oh, hope is there. It's hard to give. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow.
You guys will laugh your head off. I never even got a chance to have the drink, so I'm having a quick slurp now. I hope everybody's okay. Welcome back to the Ask Sue Show, where I would say it all happens, but unless these numbers have gone up, it won't have happened. So let me just see. Dave, give me an update of these numbers. Are we actually moving it up? Who's actually changed their status? So if you've done a status change, oh, well done, Debs. Look at that. I tell her she's on form, that girl. She knows what I'm going to say. So if you change your status, please put status changed. Well done to Natalie, to Jets, to Jennifer, to Debbie. Thank you very much for changing. Jets, well done. Jennifer, well done. Natalie, well done. Dave, well done. Human race, well done. Bill, have you changed yours? He just says, what? Bless. Oh, excellent. Well done, Kirsty and Debs and everybody. Excellent. Right, guest 2573. Did I warn guest 2573 before? I'm sure I did. You have got exactly 1 minute to sign in. Otherwise, we'll have to sign you out, I'm afraid. You need to sign in to Blog Talk Medium. Status, Lena. Yes. Keep up. Bless. Teresa Easley, welcome to the show. I don't think I've seen your name on here before. You're lost. Don't worry, love. It's all a bit hard here, you know. We all keep up eventually, but we've got the ones that can't keep up, and we don't mind helping you out, love, so don't worry. Right, Teresa, what we want you to do, we want you to go and share the www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com on your Facebook status, and we need you to go and join there as well, okay? So hope everybody's all right with that. So if you've changed, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. Claire's going to keep updating us on how many numbers we've got. Last count was 291. Still not enough. I've got over 1,000 people on my Ask Sue page, right? And I'm thinking to myself, we've got 291 in there. Why on earth? So we really do need to change this, okay? The other place I need people to do as well, find Ask Sue on Twitter. We need loads of Twittering. I've not seen one Worldwide Canine Crusade Twitter at all. So I need you to come and stalk my Twitter page, okay? Ask Sue. You can't forget Ask Sue now, can you? No, I've stalked your mind now. It's just imprinted there, I know. So has anybody got any... Oh, bless you. Don't worry. We'll, it doesn't matter, love. We've got good... I'm sure... How many people are actually on Twitter? Jets flipping X Zoom. Can't do everything. Do you know what, Jets? You're working your backside off too, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, darling. Debs is on there. Maybe then, after the show, I'll go on the Ask Sue show page, but you never know. I'll probably get somebody else who can do it. If you're on Twitter... Go to the Ask Sue show, and I'm sure somebody will put Twitter links, and everybody put your Twitter name onto that link, and then what we'll do is we can actually add everybody to our things. Okay? So let's see. Hold on, let me see if I can do this. Let me just very quickly. Oh, do you know what? I need to also say something else. I knew there was something else I had to say. Gary Barlow. I've got to just say a very, very... Oh, big, massive hug to Gary Barlow and his family, because, of course, that today they've announced that they've lost their poor baby girl, Poppy. So I want to give everybody, you know, we all need to send the healing thoughts and loads of love to the family. And, you know, I know what it's like to lose a little one, and my deepest sympathy goes out to them tonight. So, you know, love to all of the family, to them, and a massive hug to him, because it's a terrible time for them. So I want everybody to share some love for them. Right, so let's put Twitter links on the Ask Sue page. Please put your names on there, and so we can all get together on there as well. And we can have some Twitter natters or Twitter rants. That'll be a good one, won't it? So everybody can join up there. So let's just post that so we can all put. So at the moment, we've got 1,026 members on the Ask Sue show on Facebook. So if you just type in Ask Sue show, you can join up there. But I'm not being funny. 1,026 members on there, and we've only got 291 people on the thing. It's ridiculous. That's just crazy, to say the absolute least. So, you know, we need to sort that out, definitely. Right, what else was I going to... There's something else I wanted to do. There was something else I was just about... I'd just seen, and I thought, oh, I need to mention that as well. And now I can't remember. Oh, and anybody wants to do some advertising as well, if you've got businesses or things you want to sell, I've also got a website called asksue.co.uk. So if you'd like to go and have a look at there, you can put anything you've got to sell, or, you know, anything business-wise, psychics and all sorts, all on www.asksue.co.uk. Right, moving very swiftly back. What was the other thing I needed to say about? There was something else. Let me just go back, because I've just gone off that page. Let me go back to the chat. Yes, it's in love. By all means, yeah, join up. It's free to join up. So by all means, go and have a look there. And Debs, last time I went on Twitter, I ended up tweeting loads of porn groups by mistake. Yes, Dave's put by mistake my ass. Yeah, I'm saying no more about it. Right, where are we up to, Dave, on the numbers? And have these numbers actually gone up at all? Oh, yes, thank you, Jets, for that. Guest, you've had your chances. I'm afraid you've got to go and sign into Blog Talk Radio. So thank you very much for joining us and goodbye. Right, so that's us. I'll try that again. And that's it. Goodbye. Thank you very much, Jets, for that. Right, so has anybody else got any more updates? What about dogs that have been seized? Have we got any more updates of anybody at the moment? What's actually happened? Who's gone home? Who hasn't? Also, Jets has just put a few links up for me. www.pitcrewrescue.com. 294 people, and two of the newbies are... I can't quite read it yet, because are my mates. evening, Steve. Hope you're okay, darling. Jets, that's great if you could put some links on. If you've got any updates you want to share with us, anything new or suggestions or anything, by all means, come and join us. If, Steve, you want to, if you've got any rants you want to come and say on the show, you're more than welcome, love. That's not a problem. I'm just having a lovely cup of tea that Emma has made me. Thank you very much, Emma, for my lovely cup of tea.
You're welcome.
Bless. Oh, and how's everybody doing with the school holidays? Are you all surviving, or have you all got now grey hair and you want to dye it green? Do you mean? Yes, I'm having that sort as well. We had a bit of a family problem, and let's just say that two out of the three that were supposed to be going are still here. Yes, that calculator didn't work very well. So just Jana is away at the moment, so I'm missing her like crazy. She's my little bug lugs baby, and we're missing her very much, so hopefully she's having a fantastic time. She was having fun apparently earlier on, so that's good. Jennifer, you want a cup of tea? White, was it? Right, okay. And you have no kids. Oh, you lucky thing. Bless you. Teresa, every day is a holiday for me. In that case, Teresa, will be round to yours really soon, okay? Jets is putting some links on for the BSLCs, I think that one is. So, oh, Debs is lucky. Hers little one is 19. Oh, bless, to say the least. Thanks very much to Natalie, who's just saying goodbye. See you tomorrow night, Natalie. Yeah, loads of fun, love. I remember to keep sharing the Worldwide Crusade. Start again. Worldwide Canine Crusade. Let me see what else is going. No, see, I meant my hair is white, laugh out loud, and I've no kids. Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted a cup of tea, Jennifer. Sorry. Oh, bless you. All the fun. I always do Scooby-Doo. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Scooby-Doo. Sometimes I feel like I should Scooby-not and don't. Right, anybody got any updates they want to come and share with us, by all means, give us a call in, 347-327-9694, or calling in from the UK, that's 001-347-327-9694. Come and have a natter with Ask Sue, and tell us all your updates and what else you've been up to as well. Maybe you've got some ideas for August 11th, so... by all means, you know, come and let us know. Guest 2602, welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you here, but I need you to sign in to Blog Talk Radio. If you'd just like to just sign out of here, or literally, I'm not sure if you sign out or whatever, go and sign in. It literally takes a minute. It'll give you a name, and then we won't have to boot you out because we do have to protect the people in our chat room. Right, I don't think I've done a shout-out tonight, have I, to... say a big hello to everybody. So I need to say a big hello to my Emma, who's listening with Bill at the moment, and she's listening to show here in her mummy rant on again, bless her. So also hello to Kimberly, and hello to Jamie as well, and also hello to Bill, who's also listening to the show. We've got Amanda, we've of course got Dave, Debs, M the Palace Fan, Eternal Love, guest who's still here but won't be shortly, Human Race, Jennifer, Jets, Kimberly, Kirsty, Steve, and Teresa, and Yasmin. Hope you're all okay and having fun. Oh, Dave, I had my phone bill. Yes, oh, I'll tell you what, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You know, I think we need to start to get CBs. Who used to have a CB? Has anybody ever been on the CB? We'll literally give you one more minute to guest 2602. Please sign in, or else we'll be signing you out. Are we your only friends? Laugh out loud. Oh, bless. Trucker say, choo-choo. A CB is the one where you literally have got it in your hand and you press the button and you talk into it, like what police have. But, you know, obviously anybody can have. Yeah, I used to have one of them. Now, this will be funny. Who can actually guess what my handle was on the CB? Let's have some see what people can think of. No, not a megaphone, the human race. I don't need a microphone, megaphone, or anything like that, love. Yeah, far too loud. Yeah, Eternal Love, I think you can. You can give it a try, love, if you want to have a go at phoning in via Skype. I'm not sure, love, but how it goes. Yes, like an intercom human race, but it's literally all over. Very funny, Steve, Randy69. Yes. Oh, that's right, a citizen band radio. Oh, I used to love it. It used to be so much fun. Jets, 5th of August 2012, Siberian Beauty Lost. Please see the album for details. Can you tell me what group that is in, Jets? When Sue's on a proper boat, just open your window. Laugh my ass off. I don't know what you mean, Dave, at all. Oh, you're just hilarious. I'll give you a free LOL there. It's quite funny, actually. My dad used to... You know, who remembers that chocolate advert called Trio? Anybody remember that one? Years ago. And she used to go Trio, but she'd do it in a certain way, and you used to see her teeth in her mouth, didn't you? Let me just move it away. And she used to go, Trio, Trio. Oh yes, Trio. Oh, I tell you what, that used to be funny, didn't it? So that's why. And obviously he was pretty well right, you know. Not talk about chocolates. Oh, in that case, chocolate. Yes, So let's think. Chocolates. Twirl. Crunchies. Okay, what's your favourite chocolates?
Milky bar.
Let me think. Twix, that's quite a good one. Yeah, Topic, that's a good one. Whisper, that's good. That. Also, why did they change the marathon? Snickers, what was that all about? You know? I'm sure you did, Steve. No more said. And what was the other one? There's marathon, and what was the other one that they changed? And of course, they did opal fruits. They changed. What did they change opal fruits to? Maltesers. You can't beat Maltesers, can you? Magnums. That's ice cream, but yes, that's still very nice. Walnut whip. Oh my goodness, yes. Good grief. I'll be going to a local supermarket this week. Would you save me your last Rolo, though, Steve? That's the thing. Yes. All right, sorted. I'll come to you in a minute, Lena. That's fine. Twiglets. What on earth, Twiglets? Oh, wagon wheels. Now, that's the other thing. Now, I know we're gonna have somebody's going to have to say something about this. But, you know, what about these wagon wheels? They're not the same size anymore, are they? Their wagon wheels have definitely gone smaller. I know that, you know, I'll tell you what, I grant you, I've gone bigger, probably from eating the wagon wheels that were then bigger and now smaller. But, do you know what I mean? They've definitely gone smaller, haven't they? You know? Oh, do you know what else I like? Jammy Dodgers. Oh, goodness, I used to love them when I was a kid as well. You know?
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, all these things, you know, ooh, Marmite. I'll tell you what, I can't stand this stuff. Okay, Marmite lover or Marmite hater? Let's have a quick vote.
Hater.
Sorry for the repeat button that I've got around me. It's the children. Hate, love, lover with jam. Steve, we need to talk about that. Hate, love, hate. Oh, dear, it's quite worrying. Let's get Lena in the show. Let's ask her opinion on this Marmite. Hold a minute. Hi, Lena. How are you doing, love?
Hello, Sue. And I did say, do not talk about chocolate.
I know. I couldn't help it. You said chocolate. And then, I tell you what, I suddenly felt like a bar of chocolate. Actually, I've actually got some as well. Oh, dear, that's a terrible thing to say. So what is your favourite chocolate then, Lena? What are you craving the most?
No, stop it. Maltesers. I love Maltesers. But I'm diabetic now, and I'm not supposed to eat them as much as I used to.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I've always said I couldn't cope with being a diabetic.
I thought I would never be a diabetic, but it runs in the family, and I ate a lot of chocolates. I tell you what, it was last year I was diagnosed diabetic type 2. But the year before, you know what I had a craving of? And I used to eat every single night? Meringues, right? You can get the meringue little kind of bowl things. And then I'll put like ice cream, caramel chocolate, caramel ice cream. And then a drop of Bailey's and a lot of whipped cream around it, and then chocolate shavings. Oh, man, I used to eat that every night. And I think how I became diabetic.
Oh, my goodness. See, my mum is a diabetic, even though I've nothing to do with it. I take it hasn't changed. And I think to myself, I hope to goodness it's not going to pass down the family, because I honestly don't know how I'll cope. I like my sugar in my tea, do you know what I mean? I'm still not sweet enough yet. Can I just say to Steve, I've just seen where he's just said an actual, let me just go back. Everybody's still typing, so I can't see. The red car and the blue car had a race, but where is it? Everybody stop chatting in the chat room for a minute so I can actually see it. I've lost it. But all the red one, wants to do is stuff his face. It's everything he sees from truck to prickly trees. Oh, my goodness, who remembers that? Oh, my goodness. No, you keep talking now, everybody in the chat. It's fine, I've got it.
I remember that one. But, yeah, it, you know, I always thought that because my mum was diabetic. My elder sister's diabetic, but she was on insulin. And, well, she still is on insulin. My mum was on tablets, and it runs in the family. But, you know, it's kind of weird because I went on a course and they said, oh, no, it is hereditary. I can't even say that word. But then it
yes,
also,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just ignore me, you know. But I always thought I'd never wanted to be a diabetic because I could not handle the insulin. But when he told me I was diabetic, it was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? No cakes, no chocolates, no sweet things, you know? And I love my sweets. It's like, oh, carrot cake with cream and, oh, I love it. But anyway, luckily I'm type 2. It's controlled by medication. And you know what? I went on the course and they even say, you can still eat chocolate. They suggest you eat normal chocolate rather than diabetic chocolate. So I still eat the occasional chocolate bar. In fact, I've got some mini Twix there in the cupboard. You know, the fun-sized Twixes, I just love those. But I had my one bar of Twix this afternoon, so I'm trying to limit myself. But it's not that bad. But I just wish I'd never get to the insulin. Type, you know, that's type
yeah.
one. Because there's no way I can stick needles in me. No way.
It amazes me because I've got a friend of mine who's like proper diabetic. She's, you know, sometimes injections. And even when she's been really good, sometimes her numbers, her thing can just go up straight
yeah.
away and literally she's poorly, do you know what I mean? And she's like, you know, in a real bad way. And it just makes you realise, doesn't it? We're so lucky, really, some of us. And, you know, at least yours is controlled by medication. Hers was injections all the time, you know. And it was just, you know, she couldn't go out for meals because of certain foods and all sorts. It was really hard.
Yeah, I mean, they tell me for type 2 as well. They say I've got to watch my diet. I've got to lose a bit of weight. And it's like, not much fat on me at all. I'm not fat, you know, but I keep saying I am fat. But loads of people say, oh, you've lost a lot of weight. I know I've lost a little bit of weight because he told me to go down to a certain size, but I still haven't got there yet. But, you know, it's like I don't have a very good lifestyle. I don't eat regularly. I only have like 2 meals a day, which isn't really good for the diabetic either. You're supposed to eat regularly. And I tend to get in the evening and my numbers go really low. And it's like I start feeling a bit shaky and I'm like, oh, I've got to eat. But I have a bottle of Lucozade handy just in case. Why are we talking about diabetes anyway?
It was the chocolate.
Oh, God, okay.
It was my fault. I started on about the chocolate.
Yeah, I like Maltesers. But...
Mm. It's so funny because I just love this chat room. It just changes into all these different subjects. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I can rant on about anything. So if you pick a topic, I can talk about anything for like 24/7. I don't sleep much. You know, I'm not getting much sleep. So I'm awake till God knows what hour. And I just like having deep, meaningful conversations late at night. But
yeah. Yes, and I'm sure you'll be listening to the show tomorrow night then.
Yes, of course I will, but... I was expecting him here tonight. I'm like, what am I doing here now? He's not here. I better get off then. No.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. And there was me thinking you were going to listen tomorrow night's show because I was on.
Of course, I only come on here because I met you through this and I met lovely people through this and I like listening to you all and you know, the airtime, you know. Kind of.
We've got a brilliant bunch on here, though, to be fair. We have such a laugh, don't we, all of us? And like we've said before, we've made some good friends as well.
Definitely. I was having a word with Steve earlier and I said, get on Skype. I want to talk to you and I want to see you. I hate typing. And he's like, oh, I'm so busy, I've got to work. I'm like, oh, poor you.
Well, it's quite funny. Me and Stephen Clare have talked to each other pretty well every single night since it all started off with it. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
And over the weekend, I think we all had all symptoms, to say the least, because we didn't talk all weekend. So I think they both will have missed me. Not much, but, you know, maybe a little bit.
Oh, have you just seen what Steve's written in the chat room? Naughty
I know. Boy. I'm just choosing to ignore it and just letting it move up the page. Bless him.
He's talking about me, though.
I know.
You know what? I think I've got a reputation on here of being a man-eater. I just want to clarify, I'm not like that. Really, I'm not in person. I'm not. Serious?
I knew you'd get the reaction to the sudden quietness. Oh, bless you.
No, it's a bit of banter. It's a bit of fun. And poor Steve's all the way. Where is he? Spain, isn't he? But
yes.
It's a bit of a, you know, bit
well,
of
it's
a
all
banter.
Right, because I think by the sounds of it, we're all going to go over there. We're going to do a surprise on him one of these days, straight to Spain.
I better get my passport renewed and save some money then.
Yeah, mine's the same. Do you know what? I went to New Zealand when I was 18, and I had obviously a passport then. I've not done it since, so I need to do it myself. You never know. I might get called out to do an Ask Sue show abroad or something, you know, and I'd have to go, and I wouldn't like to let them down, of course.
Well, of course, you have to. You know, you have to do it. I mean, my passport expired in beginning of 2008. And it
right.
was like, oh, you know, all those times I went to the States and I didn't even know Sinister then. It was like, I could have just popped over because I was going to go to Ohio and I think New York's not that far anyway. And I'm like, damn it, I could have popped over. But there's all my trips to the States put on hold at the moment. So I'm broke now.
What's
but it's the American
deal?
Accent.
What's that? Don't go over to Spain and let them down, Sue, or you'll be going on your own. Laugh out loud. I wouldn't go on my own. Don't worry, Claire. I'd have to take you over as well. Don't worry. You can carry my bag, love. No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God. Just think about it. Claire, you, me, Jets, all going over to see Steve. Poor guy. He won't know what's hit him.
I think he said he's just leaving Spain now. Oh, bless. Exactly. But just to remind anybody that's just joined into the show, I just want to say to everybody that Sinister will be here tomorrow night, and he is going to be auctioning off a few bits and pieces, and also we will be playing his song as well. And also, please go and get the... I'll tell you what, Lena, can you put the link for them to buy the new song?
Yep, I'm just looking for that right now. It's basically, it's not really a link, though, is it? Oh yes, it's his PayPal.
The link where they can buy it from?
PayPal? I'm trying to find it. Basically, what it was... it's $1.50, and Sin said if people could PayPal it and email him on the same PayPal account email, which I'm desperately trying to find it here, then he will send the song directly to them via the email, and he's pretty quick. Although he's a busy man, he makes time for this. So obviously, you know, his heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've actually spoken to Sinister today, and he said, and I've meant to say this to you before, Steve, but obviously I've not spoken to you, we can actually put a link for buying it straight onto the Worldwide Canine Crusade, and so you can go and buy it from there. So we'll be putting a link up so you can actually buy it straight from the Worldwide Canine Crusade as well. So if anybody wants to join up and get this song of Sinister's, by all means. What was it called again, Lena?
Broken Silence.
Broken Silence, that's right.
Now given it a title called Broken Silence.
And there is, I've been told on good form, because do you know what, I've not even listened to it myself yet. I've just not had a chance. One thing or another, it's been mad. But I have on good authority that there is a piece about the worldwide canine crusade in it as well.
There is.
Woohoo! So I'm well and truly chuffed.
Wonderful.
So,
oh, that's not it. That's not all of it.
No. Oh. One minute.
I was actually putting his whole status in, but it's not letting me do that. So, okay, let me just put his email, and then that'll be easier.
Yep.
Sorry.
And it is $1.50. Do you know what I said to him? That is just ridiculous. If nobody can, you know, go and buy all that now, that is just a little bit crazy, to say the least.
Actually, paid for it, I thought it was so ridiculous, I actually paid him $2. But that's an extra little bit of a donation. But I just thought, you know, he shouldn't be selling it for $150. It should be more than that. It's worth a little bit more than that. It is absolutely brilliant. I have bought it and I have listened to it. I've had it blaring all day on full blast on my computer here, and my windows are wide open. And it's not as bad as the Lennox song, as in the language. He said he wanted to do something that wasn't as crude as the Lennox one, because quite a few of the British public were kind of saying, you know, we don't like hearing language like that. But, you know, it's how he felt and it's how we all feel. And I think that is that's a man with a lot of passion and obviously a lot of anger. And yet, we all feel the same things, and we wish we could say the same thing, but we are not. We tend not to. But
yes.
He said it.
The thing is, this is what I said to him. You know, people have got the wrong impression of him, but I say to people, add him on Facebook, because look at the pictures that he's put on, what he's like with them dogs. You know, it's crazy. He's just absolutely soft as us. Just to let you know, Jets, the reason I put the email address is because it's actually his PayPal account. So you actually email him, you pay for it via PayPal, and you can actually buy his song, Broken Silence. $1.50, that is all he's asking. So,
the only thing as well with this is, please do not put it up on YouTube. You need to say, well, I think you're going to explain all this tomorrow, aren't you, Sue? But the song does not, he doesn't want anybody to make any videos or anything with it, using it, and putting up on videos right now, because the only place it should be available is directly via him, or, as Sue was saying earlier, via the Worldwide Canine Crusade. Like the Lennox song was actually stolen from the YouTube, because you can now download music from YouTube for free if you have a particular software, which a friend of mine is trying to get me to have, but I don't really need it. But come on, for $1.50, which is about a pound, it's worth it. It's brilliant. It is really, really brilliant. And it's all to do with the words. And I tell you, it really impacted me. If you really listen to the words, I mean, I personally don't like rap, but his rap is totally different. I can understand the words, and they have so much meaning and passion. And yes, there is a mention of Worldwide Canine Crusade in it as well. So
I was chuffed to bits, and I could so hug you through the phone right this minute.
I actually did have a preview of the actual music and the beat, and I just love the music. And it's like, you know, I prefer, how can I say, I love the song, but you can't hear the music bit as much, which I suppose is something I need to talk to Sinister about, but it still works. It really works. It's a brilliant song. Everyone in here must get it. There's 16 users here. If you haven't got it, go get it now.
Hmm. Definitely. Because he's doing so much work behind the scenes that, you know, loads of people don't even see.
I'm sure he'll explain things tomorrow. I don't want to give anything away. But last night he was out on another rescue. Now, I did briefly ask him. He couldn't talk properly today. So I did briefly ask him, how did the rescue go? And he's like, don't ask. I'm like, oh, you didn't bring another doggy home. You didn't save another doggy, did you? I mean, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I kind of meant it like, oh, you know, he's going to run out of space soon, bless him. He's doing what he can. So he's putting these dogs first. And he just smiled and he didn't say anything kind of thing, you know. He just put lol. So I think it's some information that he might put forward himself. But the thing is, he sees these dogs and all he wants to do is help. That's all he thinks. He doesn't think about his own circumstances. He doesn't think, you know, as I said earlier in the text, in the chat, he's going to soon run out of clothes if he's going to donate them all for, you know, auction for us. You know, he's running out of space at home. He's got like, what is it? How many dogs has he got now? 8?
Yeah.
He's rescued 8, but obviously he's desperately trying to find homes for the 2 little pups, who I believe are going to the vets on Wednesday, hence why he needs all the donations as possible.
Yep. He's actually getting them neutered and everything. He's getting them vet checked. He's getting all injections and everything. And I know for a fact he's on a short week this week, to say the least. And he's the 2 pups he's actually put into Bill, the guy that was on the radio, he's actually let the 2 go to him, to the rescue place. And he said that at least that were there, you know, they can get a good home, they can get rehomed. And he knows that Bill will look after them and make sure that they go to the right home. Because then he said he's got then space for if he needs to rescue any more, he's actually got the space to rescue more as well. He just never...
He never stops, that's right. I totally agree with that. I mean, this is what I mean. I feel totally, I mean, I've said it a couple of times there in the chat, and I'm like, I feel totally useless. You know, I can't do much. You know, if I won the lotto, a large amount of money will be going towards these animals that are in need desperately. You know, and it's like, at the moment, I feel totally useless. I mean, all I personally can do right now is to just share the links and pass the word out as much as I can. I mean, everyone, please vote for Sinister's brother, his rescue as well. Do it on a daily basis. I'll try and find the link here. And then, you know, I don't know how you manage it, Sue, back and forth. Because it's like, my PC is running a bit slow here. But, you know, try and vote for his brother's rescue. I think there's like the rescues in the States, there's like a competition thing to see how many votes you get, and then you get the grant to help them with the rescue.
Exactly. I mean, and the thing is, his brother rescues even more than he does, do you know what I mean? And it's
definitely
just absolutely amazing, you know, they're doing really, really well. And his brother is going to be coming in and having a show with me as well. So, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, by the sounds of it, they all support the Worldwide Canine Crusade. And, you know, and we've said we're going to help each other. It's not going to be where it's just the one thing. It's literally going to be doing the whole thing. So it's brilliant. Really, really good. Now, I need to also see if I can get Steve to come in on the show, because obviously I need to get some updates. So one of... is I'll let you go and see if we've got anybody else who wants to call into the show and give us some updates as well. So thank you very much for coming on for me.
Oh, no, I want to sit here and chat. I understand. All right. Thank you.
Thanks ever so much for calling in, Lena.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, cheers, love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So thank you very much for Lena for calling into the show. I did just have somebody message me saying they're going to call in, so you can... Don't worry. Come and have a natter, 347-327-9694. Or call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Let's do a little shout-out. We haven't had a shout-out for a bit, so let's do a quick hi to Amanda, to Bangers28, to Bill, to Dave, to Debs, Doc, M the Palace Fan, Eternal Love, Human Race, Jennifer, Jets, Kimberly, Kirsty, Steve, hold on a minute, Steve, Teresa, and Yasmin. So hi to everybody, hope you're all okay. And yes, Steve, that'll be fine. Right, let's see if we've got any more updates I can give you a shout out about. If anybody wants to call in, please. Let's see if we can get, I'll admit my whole thing has just disappeared now. Hold on a minute. Oh, this is not good. Where's it gone? Oh, there it is. Right, so if anybody wants to give a call in, 347-327-9694, or calling in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. If anybody else has got any other ideas how we can raise some for the Worldwide Canine Crusade, by all means, give us a call in. And we're going to have a little tune, and it's going to have to be a bit of a doggy one now, isn't it? We haven't had the doggy one for a while. So let me have a look where we're going. Hold on a minute. And I need you to all, you know what it is, you need to something about the Worldwide Canine Crusade. What's the word I'm looking for? Can anybody remember? You need to something about the Worldwide Canine Crusade. Share is one of the words, but it's not that, it's this.
Who let the dogs out?
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 Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, CIO.
And everybody having a ball.
CIO.
I tell the fellas starting in calling.
CIO.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a full wish of all.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
I see the young people at a balcony. I believe on this get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Myself, I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah, CIO.
Who are the cows calling them canine? Hey,
CIO.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party.
Hey, CIO.
Who put a woman in front and a man behind? I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Say, I'm doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, no, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, no, hold it. Doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rain coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking up down. Me and my white dog, short, drill, and gassy color. Any kind of a dude, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Since I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
And welcome back to the Ask Sue Show with some quite good news. Obviously, those shares are actually doing quite well. But we still need three more for this 300. 297 people. Come on, if I'm going to save myself from getting a telling off for Claire, because we haven't got 300 tonight, we need to be sharing. So please, if you haven't shared your, gone into your status yet and shared it, worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Okay? Join there. It's free. No charge, just to join. You can have a look at all the updates. We've got little chat rooms, you know, you can comment on and all sorts. And obviously, the admin are there to look after you as well. So there's none of them trolls and all that. You know, we can just keep an eye on it. And you're all safe and all talking about the same sort of thing. Thank you very much to Bangus, who says, I'm already shared and joined. Hope you're okay. Yes, who's been... Do you know, I can't get to this. I haven't watched a lot of telly. Well, obviously not, because altogether I had five children, so yeah, obviously I... I don't watch a lot of telly, I must be honest. At the moment, we've got too many hours since this all started off. Do you know what I mean? It's just gone absolutely mad, to say the least. So I've not even watched the soaps in I don't know how long, so I'll probably miss some and not even know who's left, who's came, blah, blah, you know. So all fun. Bangers, if you want to say who you are, because most of the people I actually know, but I don't know if I know. So by all means, you know, make yourself welcome and hope everybody's making you welcome in the chat. I've not seen your name before. You're probably somebody I know, actually, in disguise. If anybody wants to give us a call in, 001-347-327-9694. That's from the UK. Or if you're calling in from America or across the water, 347-327-9694. Give us a call in. So any more updates that I've missed or... At the moment, we've got half an hour. Hopefully, we'll be reaching the 300. Oh, Ian Beale. Have we got some gossip, Debs? Anybody going to update me on these soaps then? Do you know what? We've never had a show about the soaps or anything, have we? I'm saying that, we have our own soaps, don't we, half the time? Well, I do. So I really want to get us this 300. He's just been found. I didn't realise he'd disappeared. Oh, my God, you won't get me off the line then if it's about soaps. Oh, dear. One of them, is it? I used to always watch it, you know. He has totally lost the plot. Well, I'm not being funny. He ought to come on the ass soon. Then he'd be fit straight in. So has everybody actually joined the Worldwide Canine Crusade? Have you all changed your statuses as well? Give a quick hello if you have, or a quick I have, or whatever. He went mad and left. Lauren found him homeless. You know, let's face it, and this is the thing, changing the subject totally, when we go to homeless people, you think, oh, you know, I wonder what's happened, and half the time they've actually walked from really good homes, do you mean perfectly good homes, they just, you know, had enough of whatever reason, and there they are, you know? Yep. Okay, Steve, yes, that's fine. Don't worry, Steve's not gone homeless or anything. It's because Mandy left him on the wedding day. I love it. And you guys are all talking like as if it's on our street. You know what I mean? I think it's funny. Oh, Debs, don't worry. Your guy will go and buy you a home one day, love. He went and bought you that lovely thing in the holes, you know? So, come on. Sh- Sharon is to come back and help. Are you joking? Oh, I don't know who's missing. Oh, Lena, don't worry. We'll find you somebody. Don't panic. We'll find you somebody. If anybody knows a single guy in the Leicester area, Lena's looking for a guy, okay? So please spread the word. She's a lovely lass, you know. She natters a bit, just like me, but, you know, she means well. Heart's in the right place and all that. So if you know anybody who can talk as well as... No, actually, no, they'd have to be quite a quiet guy, wouldn't they? Because let's face it, there wouldn't be a word in edgeways, you know. Not as if I can talk. I mean, look at me. Anyway, so how are we doing on these numbers? Have we actually got to 300 yet, Claire? You know, at the end of the day, let's just say we all went to the Worldwide Canine Crusade tonight. There was 300 of us, and we all donated £1 each. 300 quid. We all said, right, we'll donate £2 each. 600 quid. 3 quid each. 900 quid. Imagine what we could do with 900 quid. We could do fires. We could do, you know, as all these different things that we could actually do. And we need to get there, you know. There's loads of things we can actually do, and we need to get on with this because, you know, we all wanted to get somewhere. But at the end of the day, we've got to do it with money, you know. So, come on. Bangers, you've already donated £60. Oh, right, I see, Bangers. You give me a news update. Right, that's great. Oh, that's just brilliant. My whole thing has just shut down, so I can't see anything at the moment. So that's just great, isn't it? Let me just see if I can sort that back out. Hold on a minute. We've got a slight technical issue at the moment, and I don't know what on earth it is doing, to say the least. Okay. I see. For some reason, my security has just decided it's found a virus on my laptop, and it's just totally disconnected everything, obviously to save my computer from whatever it was. So, oh yes, it's bringing me about goodness knows how many things, apparently, that it's, I don't know what's happening, but it's just gone totally mad, and it's just out of absolutely everything on my laptop. So I can't see the studio, the chat or anything, so yes, you can talk about me at the moment, because I can't see. So we'll just see what's happening here now. That's very worrying, to say the least. Sorry, I think I've got about 6 viruses that my computer's just dealing with at the moment, to say the least. I can't see anything or anything at all. I can't even put any music on for you at the moment to listen to while we get over this problem. So, they can hear Emma. My daughter's just saying that she'll sort it. So if you see Emma typing, that's my daughter. And she's just trying to help me out, bless her. So let me just see. Let me just see if I can actually sort this back out again. If anybody wants to give any updates, and also if you're calling into the show, you must just excuse me at the moment. As soon as I get this back on, I'll sort it out and we'll get you onto the show. Obviously, everything has just totally shut down. So I think my security system was just saving my laptop, to say the least. So it's telling me that I've actually got a virus on my laptop, so I'm just trying to get it to sort it out at the same time. But obviously, it slowed everything totally up. So, but obviously, somebody's trying to obviously do something again. I've obviously picked up a virus from somewhere where I was. So if you've got any links that you want to put on the show, please do so. Put them straight onto the website. You can go on to Ask Sue Show group, which is on Facebook. So by all means, go to there. Tell your friends to join up as well. We'll give all the updates of new shows. Also share with the Sinister Show that is on tomorrow night. And that we're going to be doing auctions, can have a bit of a rant, get to know the real Sinister and exactly what he's up to at the moment, and also to see what his brother is doing at the moment and all sorts. So I have got a very big problem here because it is not opening back up onto the at all. It's telling me I've got various viruses on this at the moment, so I've got a very big problem with it. Hold on a minute, let me just sort some of this out. No, it's totally wiped the whole lot out. It's just not having any of it at the moment, to say the least. Over telling me that it's, oh dear, to say the least, we may have a big problem. It's already telling me it's found goodness knows how many Trojans and all sorts. So quite worrying, to say the least. So I'll just try and open up Blog Talk Radio. But it's not having it at the moment. I honestly do not know what I'm supposed to do at the moment. All I can say is I'm really sort of apologise for this because obviously I can't interact with you guys. Hopefully we've got over. Have we got over 300 yet, Emma? Can you see in the chat?
The dad said, "Do stores tell your mum to download Ball Guard Trial for 60 days? Best security ever. We'll get rid of everything."
Right. Okay. I will do that. Ball Guard. Give that a try. It's just telling me that I have got various things on and it just will not open it. Oh, actually, I might be able to get back on now. So hold on 1 second. Don't speak too soon because it might all go off again. But we'll try. It's actually let me get to it at the moment. Let me just try. No, it still doesn't want me to open anything at all. Oh, dear. Joe, how many times, Joe? It's just crazy, to say the least. Do you know what? I've obviously got goodness knows what on here because I've got a real issue with it and it's just not having any of it at all. So, it's quite difficult to know what to do for the best because it's all gone absolutely crazy. Right, hopefully everybody's still sharing the links. And I'll, to be honest, I'm really stuck on what I can do at the moment, to say the least. So join Worldwide Canine Crusade. Please share all of the links to the Sinister Show, which is on the Ask Sue Show page. I've invited all of you to the event. Please share the link, Blog Talk Radio, to the Ask Sue Show so we can get everybody there because, you know, we need to get everybody there, as many as we can, so we can raise loads of money for our worthwhile cause. So if everybody would please join that, that would be absolutely brilliant. Okay, let me just have a look at this.
She said restart the Lassie and then load Ball Guard, it removes it for you. Deb just said that.
Yep, okay. Right, I'm unfortunately going to have to stop in a moment because it has gone absolutely mad. I can just very quickly tell you about. Let me just see if I can get onto onto Facebook because obviously there's a few groups that I'd like you all to join at the moment. I know Jets has been sharing all of the links for me as well, so we'll just let you know where we're at with this. Let me open this at least. Oh, yes, let me actually go on to that. Right, just to let you know, we've got... I do quite a bit of spiritual work, and the other night I actually went to a spiritualist church that I help run, and it's called the Eternal Light Spiritualist Church, and it's at Ditherington at Shrewsbury. And I actually did some psychic psychometry. Well, I was absolutely blown away with what I was able to do, so I was absolutely chuffed to that. And we've actually, it was a birthday party for the Eternal Light Spiritualist Church, and this was... I literally got called into there, and it was just amazing. It was just absolutely fantastic. You know, it's really, really good. So I was really chuffed about that. So that's Eternal Light Spiritualist Church at Shrewsbury. We've also got, let's have a look further down. No, I can't even do that. It's telling me that Facebook is not responding. I don't think I've really got any choice but to stop the show tonight. I need to sort this out because I have got another show tomorrow night, which you all know. I apologise for the short show tonight. Please join up. By all means, if everybody would like to share links onto the chat page, please do so. Thank you very much to everybody who's joined the show. And hopefully we'll get the numbers before 12 o'clock up to well and truly past 300. We've got to get these numbers well and truly up. So thank you very much. And also please go to Ask Sue Rescues. Kirsty's just put a lovely link on the two little guys that are needing me home at the moment. And I'm sure they're the ones that Sinister has actually, yes it is. It's the ones that Sinister has been helping with. So please go and have a look. I'm sure that's the one. Ask Sue Rescues, and also if you're not part of it yet, go to the Ask Sue Show group, and you'll have a look for all and have a look at all the links going to the show. Thank you very much for that, and I shall speak to you soon. Thank you very much. Bye bye.